Okay, coming off the bye week, ready to get back after it. Got UCLA coming to town. Got some momentum. They have some momentum. Three-game win streak. Starting to figure out who they are and starting to settle in. And very confident team, at least it appears that way. When you watch them play now, team that controls their own destiny in the South, just like we do. And so it should be a great matchup. Got a good back, 27. Is doing a lot of good things for him. The slot receiver number two, good player as well. Quarterback is the guy that makes it all go. Number one, he's a dynamic player. Excellent with his legs, especially making big plays, extending the play, and just makes that offense go. So we got our hands full. Good to be back at home at Rice-Eccles, and I think we got a lot of benefit out of the bye week. We're a healthier team this week. We gave our guys, we practiced a little bit, but for the most part, it was veterans got a lot of rest and the young guys got a lot of work. So that was the MO, and also got some recruiting done. The usual stuff that we try to accomplish on bye week. So questions?
Looking at the offense, Utah leads the Pac-12 and passing yards per completion. Mm-hmm. How much of that is due to Tyler making the correct reads, and how much of that is due to the receivers making yards after the catch?
I think it's both. They're both really important in that statistic. And Tyler has done a great job all season long of, first of all, taking care of the football. The turnovers have been to a minimum. Kept at a minimum, and he's doing a nice job going through his read progression. Offensive line's got to play into that as well, giving him time. But our receivers have really stepped up this season, and we've been talking about them for the last couple of years, and they're starting to come into their own. And Brian Thompson and Damari Simpkins and Sampson and Solomon Enos, and we've got some good guys, Derek Vickers, just guys that are making plays. And so that's a combination of all three of those things. Tyler's decision-making, the receiver stepping up, and the offensive line protection.
Morning, Coach.
Hey, PK.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. Thanks. A lot of talk with national ranking, college football ranking, and all that stuff. How do you keep the focus of the task at hand?
Easy, because our only focus and task is to get a win this week. And that's that. No matter what you're ranked, no matter what all that outside noise says, or all the just the peripheral stuff, can't worry about that, because no matter what it says, you got to win. And that's our whole focus, and that's really not a big challenge in my estimation. I hope it's not a big challenge for our players. It shouldn't be.
Kyle, has there been a noticeable difference for you in terms of now you guys are the hunted, like people are trying to come after you every single week instead of you guys trying to upset some maybe larger teams? Have you noticed a change that way in how teams approach you or what they do?
I don't think so. We just feel like we're going to get everybody's best shot. And that's kind of always our mentality, though. That's not different from years past. We go into the game that thinking that the opponent is we respect them and don't overlook them. And so I don't think that has been at least not in my mind a factor this year.
Kyle, is the 2004 and the 2008 seasons kind of prepared you to have your team back in the national spotlight like it is right now?
I think so. That's two seasons where we were obviously very successful and had some lofty rankings. We also, I think it was 2015 where we ascended pretty good, but we kind of tailed off at the end. But it's not, we're not completely unfamiliar with this territory. Yeah.
You didn't face Thompson Robinson, the quarterback, last year at the Rose Bowl. What is he like, and how does he make them different?
Very athletic. Like I said, he's a guy that can really extend the play. He makes things happen. I mean, he's dynamic, and he's making good decisions throwing the ball. But they're a run-first team, as are all good spread offenses are run-first teams, almost all. That's just how it is. And they're running the ball exceptionally well. Number 27 in the last three games has really started to be productive. But the quarterback, like I said, he's so dangerous. If you let him out of the pocket, he's really dangerous. So you got to try to keep him in.
Kyle, could you detail Simi Mwala's path to the program and how you decided to transition him from the defensive end where he was in high school to the tackle position on offense?
Okay, yeah, we recruited him out of high school, ended up signing with Oregon State, went on an LDS mission. When he came back, he had a change of heart, wanted to reconsider where he wanted to play football. We were in the mix on him and ended up ultimately obviously coming to us. We had an inkling in high school that O-tackle would be his eventual home and where he would be most successful and have his highest ceiling. We moved him there. He played D-line for a few months when he first got here, but it was very apparent that he had a bright future on the other side. We made the move. He was willing, wasn't overly excited about it, but he was willing to make the move. And as he started to settle into that position and started to figure it out, because he had only played defensive line in high school, he started to really excel, and his game just got better and better. And now he's one of our best linemen right now as a redshirt freshman, and we really missed him in the last football game until he came back in, and that's when things really started to turn in that last game.
Bama Lucini, you've got him listed here on this two deep second string. What went into kind of that decision with eligibility issues and health in addition to just quality of play?
Well, last game it was due to injury. You know, he was thrust into the lineup because of injury, and he himself got injured during that game, and so we weren't able to use him the rest of the game. But we know now he has 3 games left. We've got 3 regular season games, then who knows what after that. So it's just a matter of it's almost the same situation we were in at the very beginning, the very onset, when we were trying to determine when to use him, except now it's 3 games that we have to use, and so we're still trying to determine what the best course of action is, and we'll see how practice goes this week. That'll have a lot to do with it, how practice goes this week.
Coming into the season, you had relatively unproven talent with Josh Nurse and Tariq Lewis on the corner side. What have you seen so far this season from them that has kind of worked and it allowed you guys to feel confident there?
Well, both those guys, first of all, have played good football for us opposite Jalen, and they get a lot of action because Jalen doesn't get a ton of action. So they've held up extremely well. Josh is a converted wide receiver who has a lot of length. They're two different type of players. Josh is a taller, lengthier defender, where Tariq is smaller but has great speed and great quickness. But they both are being very productive. They're splitting reps right now. Josh has got a few more reps than Tariq in the last few weeks just due to how the series have unfolded, not necessarily trying to get him more reps. But it's an even 50-50 split with those guys, and they are both, when they're in there, doing a good job.
Kyle, have you guys made a determination on Britton Covey's status for the remainder of the year?
Not 100%. It's just the same, in the same mode we've been in, where we hope to redshirt him. We think that's the case, but it's not set in stone because unforeseen things can happen. But right now, that is still the mindset.
And is he practicing with the team still? I mean, going through.
He's practicing with us every day and running scout team, giving the first defense a good look, and he continues to get more healthy as time goes on.
Kyle, you mentioned last week Tyler Huntley probably used the bye week to get closer to 100%. Well, is he closer to 100%?
We'll find out at practice. We haven't seen him today, but he looked better last week, and so it's just a matter of time. The longer it goes, the more he heals. So.
They have some pretty good stats in their run game, and Kelly seems like he's been running the ball for more yardage lately. Who could you compare him to? What style of back and what style of running game do they have as a team and then him individually?
Well, the zone scheme, outside zone, inside zone, the typical runs that you see from spread offenses. He is a big back, 6'1", 220, and so he's got size to him. He's got good quickness, good vision. But it's really, I think the offensive line is starting to get some guys that weren't very experienced on the O-line coming into the season who now have 9 games of experience in under their belt, 8 or 9 games. And so it's a case of, I think, the O-line functioning better and him just starting to, first of all, getting more carries and just being more productive. But he's a good back. And comparing to somebody, that's a good question. But he's physically can run inside, he can run outside.
Coach, during a Saturday on a bye week, do you kind of encourage your players to maybe not even watch football or just kind of get their minds off it? And do you spend all day watching football or do you get out and do other stuff?
Combination of both for me. I watched a few games, but got out and did some other things as well. As for the players, you know, if there's a game that is directly going to be applicable to us, for example, if UCLA would have played this weekend, we certainly would have wanted them to tune in. But where we both had the bye week, I didn't really instruct them on what my expectations were other than stay out of trouble. That's the main expectation.
You said last week that you don't package games in terms of November or any particular month, but just in general, you've had some teams like last year finish really strong in the regular season and others not as well. Can you say what the kind of determinants are?
No, different other than the matchups, who you play, how your team is playing, how your just the state of your health, all that stuff. I mean, it all factors in, so I don't think there's any one thing you can point to other than just circumstances, year, you know, each respective year. And so that's as good as I can answer that right there.
Kyle, you guys lead the Pac-12 in 9 major statistical categories, ranging from rushing offense, rushing defense. Are any of those you take more pride in? And is the fact that you lead the nation in rushing defense, is that the number one thing? Or what's been the key to your success this year?
Well, we pride ourselves on being physical, and it starts with the run game and defending the run. That doesn't change year in and year out. And so there's, you know, typically run yardage is more damaging than throw yardage to an opponent. I mean, if you can just cram the ball down their throat, that can be demoralizing. And so that's always something that we want to be, you know, is a strong suit for us. We want it to be a strong suit to run the football and to defend the run. And we're doing, like you mentioned, defensively better than anybody in the country right now. We got a challenge this week because they're a good running team. But that's something that's very important to us. Obviously, you get sick of hearing it, but the turnover margin is another thing that's very important. But if you were to say, where does it all start other than the turnover margin, it's the physicality at the line of scrimmage, which translates into playing the run tough and being able to run the football effectively, which we're doing a good job. We're leading the Pac-12 in rushing as well per game.
You talked about having to keep the quarterback in the pocket. Do you instruct your pass rushers to do something different here? Because, I mean, their mentalities usually get to the quarterback.
Yeah, we're going to be way different this week, but I can't tell you what it is. It's going to be way different. So UCLA, it's going to be way different than what you're seeing. Yeah, so.
I have a two-part question. One, could you detail the steps you've taken to become the greatest football coach of all time? And second, who mows your lawn?
PK, can you answer that for me?
Whatever
you have.
Yeah, I think he has a lot of help.
Good point. Surround yourself with good – there you go. Surround yourself with good players and good assistants. Who mows my lawn when it's not me or my wife? It doesn't get mowed. So me or my wife, yeah.
All right.
Good question, though.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.